This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking off air. We're talking about sounds that just... Does everybody have a sound that just triggers you?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And one of the sounds on Reddit that was talked about is a cat just before it barfs. And Erica will now attempt it.
I tried it off air. I went,
is it like, it's like, it,
but it's a little less and a little more like,
is it guttural? Is it like,
kinda.
Yeah, there you go. That first one.
So it's trying to get like
the
fur ball. It's like,
yeah. You know, now I feel like I'm going to bark. watching you do that was not enjoyable.
So does that trigger anybody in the room? Nobody's got a cat.
Well, no, but dogs do a similar thing, don't you think? Everyone's a dog owner here. And like in the middle of the night recently, I heard Swanson doing it, and he threw up in his crate.
Oh, before he threw up. I thought you were going to say when they get after it.
Ew.
What do you mean?
when they eat it. No, I didn't even mean eating the barf.
What are you talking about?
It, like, the middle of the night cleaning makes me want to gag.
Not like wink, wink, get after
no,
it.
No, they're like, because it starts as like, and then all of a sudden it's like, they're just like, just getting out. They're like getting in there.
Because the skin is then wet or whatever it's like, it is. And then they're just like,
I think you're clean, buddy.
Yeah.
I have done that. And I'm like, I feel bad. Because if I was in the shower and somebody's like, enough. And you're like, no, wait. Right? Like,
yeah.
You do tell your dog, dude, you got it.
Do you guys miss your dogs right now?
Oh my God, Erica. Tiak wants to miss his dogs forever. Yes, you do, liar. Here's my weird sound that drives me crazy. I don't, it's weird. Have you ever been, no, you gotta have kids to know this, mostly, or just passengers, I guess. You're driving 65 miles an hour down the road and some J-hole in your back seat lowers their window.
Oh yeah.
And it creates that.
Yeah.
You do better at that than the cat gagging.
Are you trying to get me to do the cat gagging?
No, I want both. I want the window in.
I thought you were going to do when you were driving and someone goes,
Oh, also the worst. Because I will lock them up. And they're like, no, there's a Wendy's right there. And you're like, what?
Well, I got excited. What do you want?
Okay. You'll lock them up?
If somebody goes, you hit the brakes.
Oh,
you thought you meant lock the person up?
Okay. We need to work on just being blunt with Erica.
Yeah.
We're
don't
missing
pick up
some.
On the subtleties. Lock them up is like, you hit the brakes and you're like.
Lock them up. I'm like, and they're going to prison.
You lock them up and then you get after it.
I thought you were, you know how like some dogs like touch their special parts?
Leave her. Let her have it. Let her have her moment.
I have a sound. And it's not related to a pet. I have a sound that drives me nuts. It's not that either.
Okay.
It's the sound of the vacuum.
What?
The vacuum goes on and I'm not expecting it, or I'm not the one vacuuming and like.
Your cringy sound is a vacuum?
It's so loud.
Get a quieter vacuum?
Yeah, see, this is like putting me into like a tailspin. Because
why?
It's like, if I'm not expecting the vacuum to go on and I just hear like I am not thrilled.
Are you a dog?
Get after it. Here's what I propose. We let listeners call in with the sounds that drive them nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And Erica will try to make the sound with her mouth.
I can do my best.
Okay.
So If there's a cringeworthy sound in your life, Erica will do it. We want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423. Text or call.
Mine is wind chimes.
Oh my God, I forget.
Whenever I hear a wind chime.
You don't like the sound of a peaceful...
No, it's eerie. It's creepy, especially at night. And where do you get off being in charge of the neighborhood?
He does have a point there, but like...
Who are you? We all live here. You're like, I wouldn't put my speaker out and just be like, oh, this is for everyone.
I didn't...
It's calming.
I didn't think I could be more mad after her vacuum thing, but yours is dumber.
No.
Yeah. Like,
you're welcome.
You just hear a wind chime out of nowhere and you're like, oh no, here we go. Here we go.
Because I go on walks through my neighborhood and there's like several, like there's blocks where everybody's got one.
Oh, and then they're not.
And they're not in sync. They're in different keys.
Can I ask a question about wind chimes?
Yep.
What happens in a big storm?
They're, it's like clang, 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 go the trolley. If they're like loud. Sorry, I just turned into Ethel Merman for a minute.
That was weirdly relaxing.
You know what I mean? They lose it.
Yeah,
and
so
they're
yeah.
just like, and it's like instead of ding bong bing dong ding bong, they're just like, I'm not the one doing this. Yeah.
I cannot stand when people don't pick up their feet when they walk. And that shuffling.
The shuffle. Mm-hmm. That is a cringe sound.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do the shuffle.
You do. It's like, oh, with your mouth. I have another one.
I do know how to shuffle my feet.
Listen to me.
Yes.
I have another one. Oh. But I don't think you can make the sound.
Okay, let's try it.
I don't think McDonald's has it anymore.
Don't worry, you look at me.
Because you're the guy.
Okay.
I'll know. Used to be able to get like a breakfast from them. Not one of the weird little McGriddles or
like pancakes.
Yeah. Eggs and the whole thing.
A platter, sure. Uh-huh. They still have them.
And it came in a styrofoam container.
Oh, gosh. When
you stick your fork in the first time to get like the egg, you know, it goes, do it. That.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you're cutting the pancake.
It's like, oh, God.
Yeah, it's a bad one.
Okay. Styrofoam in general.
I'm going to bring styrofoam in tomorrow.
Oh, God, don't.
I'm going to bring in a vacuum.
Oh, no.
I'm bringing a dog in that's getting after it. Hack, what are you bringing to show and tell?
I think I'm out tomorrow.
All right, if you got a cringeworthy sound, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So Erica's going through an exam right now. It is, we're doing your cringeworthy sounds. And Eric is going to try to duplicate whatever the sound is. Are we going to allow her to use other than her mouth, or is it just mouth? I mean, if it's like if there's a thud, can she hit the desk and like...
Who's going to say, oh, a thud really if it's like grinds my gears?
The sound...
Of a fork hitting... I don't know.
Okay.
You know the sound, like, it's terrible, but like when a kid or anybody falls and like hits their head and it makes that cantaloupe breaking sound and you know something bad just happened. Yeah. You're just like, that, like.
I wouldn't say it's that squishy. If you're lucky.
Then you do it.
It's like a goom.
Samantha?
Yeah.
What's your cringe sound?
The crinkling of a plastic water bottle while it still has water inside of it.
I
don't even know the water has to be in there. Hold on. We need to hear that one more time.
Oh. That was probably too long. That was probably for too long.
That's not quite.
No,
it.
We not have
like
the
that
right kind.
Thinner plastic. Yeah.
It's the ones that they made. You
like
know,
an arrowhead. Like,
yes.
Yes. Yeah. They're just ready to be like compressed into nothing. Like if you breathe into it, it will go like and become nothing.
It's, your sound effects are much excelling mine.
Much excelling. Stick to the sound effects. English is not your native language. Thank you, Samantha. You've been lovely, Mike.
Hello,
yay!
What's your cringe sound?
If you're ever digging a hole, especially up here in Colorado in the mountains,
you put a shovel in the ground, and if you pull back on it, and there's a rock on the end of it. God, bless you. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it. I hate it so much.
So slacker.
I know. Dude, did you see how many times my shoulders had to go back?
Is it when the shoulder hits the rock?
Not the shoulder, but the shovel.
Sorry. No, like the shovel.
When the shovel touches, if you pull back on it, it scratches against it.
Oh.
Like the vibration and the sound, it's soul crunching.
Here's the weird thing, because I have a tick that I've developed that's like that, but I do like the sound. Stemware on any marble or anything. Like if I'm drinking a glass of wine, I like have to take it off. Like I'm withdrawing a sword from a sheath. So it goes like,
yeah.
And it's almost that exact same sound on a shovel, except the shovel's just,
it's a little crunchier
and it's metal and it's like,
yeah.
And it's like, oh no, you one more time.
I did it like,
hasn't done a lot of manual labor.
No,
there, Mike.
I don't do the manual labor.
Yeah.
I leave
thank
that
you for your
else.
Sound. Oh my God. And first when you hit it too, it hurts.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh yeah.
Yeah. I just hate the sound of hard work. Just in general.
Right. We
just
can
digging,
tell.
Just any. Yeah.
Ellen.
Yay.
What's your cringe sound?
I've told you this before, but I just wanted to see if Erica would take a stab at it. Oh.
What is it?
The sound of a rodent being pecked to death by a chicken.
Okay. Well, I don't remember.
And all of today's favorite hits.
The sound of a rodent?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It's I must compartmentalize so much. Is it just the rodent or should we hear some, of, the
some of the pecking? Yeah.
You hear the pecking too.
Oh, okay. So it's like a...
You can use your hands. There you go.
Ellen, you give it a crack. You've heard it.
I guess Erica was kind of close.
Yeah, because there'd be
nailed
pauses
it.
While it's right. Like, and then when it hits a lung, you're probably like, ugh.
But you see, I don't like thinking about this because it makes me think of my dog.
We're talking about a rodent and a chicken.
He's very small.
Is he the rodent or the chicken?
The rodent.
As you can hear, she's a real animal lover. Thank you, Ellen. Does anybody remember her saying that before?
No.
Like, what? No. She's called the show? Under what pretense? You know, when you're just sitting there and you can tell a rodent's being pecked to death by a chicken?
It's oddly specific to have heard multiple times.
Yeah. Right?
There's that sound again.
She's got to live on, like, a farm.
Oh, my God. Yes, I was thinking we were going to get calls, like, the Microsoft Teams meeting sound.
Yeah.
And we were going to try to make her say that, but it's super kidding.
No. Rodent being pecked to death by a chicken.
Okay. Jessica.
Yes.
Yeah. What's your cringe sound?
Farting. Oh.
My favorite. Say it, don't spray it, woman.
Wow.
I literally just
everywhere. Everywhere.
Like a gallery.
You know
show.
What though? I'll give it to you. I'm gonna call him out right now. My fiance farts so loud.
Okay.
And I just have to be like, ooh.
There's that sound again.
Is that a rodent or is that? Thank you, Jessica. Oh boy. Mary.
Yeah.
Cringe sound. What's yours?
No,
it doesn't matter.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.